Blog Talk Radio.
I'm telling you now, woo, it's going to be awesome tonight. I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of the Dr. Low Show. So I'm ready to make this thing do what it should do. We are excited to be here on what we call this Thriller Tuesday. We'll take that. It's going to be filled with thrills and excitement. And we're going to talk about relationship during COVID-19. Are they struggling to survive? That's the title tonight. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. If you want to offer your expertise, press 1, and I will make sure we get you on the line. But we ask you to give your name, your location, and just share your expertise, your comments, your thoughts. So we look to have an awesome time tonight. I'm a very special guest expert, and I'm going to offer an invitation to him in a minute, and hopefully, you know, he will accept that invitation when his time is available. to be a part of this. Now, let's understand what Dr. Lowe is all about. Dr. Lowe's show is the Real Relationship Talk Show with no filters. Dr. Lowe is the guru. So we have no problem sharing some things with you. If you want to check the show out on WebLink, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. Now, if you also want to email us concerning some things you'd like to share with us, you can. That's we'll really say LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com, as well as tweet us at LorenzaDSmith15, at Dr. Lowe Show with the number one, and Dr. Larissa Show with the number one. So you have a chance to connect with us. We're all about the hashtag we have, One Life Matter. And we're going to be talking about how we're struggling to survive in relationship during this time of COVID-19. Like I said, I have a special guest, but before we move to, there's a couple of things I want to share. I want you to get your 495 together and email me your size with the address. You can cash app to Lorenza D. Smith with the dollar sign for one of the shirts. And this shirt is One Life Matter. It promotes our Talking Real to You show and have all the cast that's only including myself. We're also going to do it for our other shows as well, but it's only going to cost you $5. And that's $4.95. The 5 cent on Cash App is always the additional money at. So order your shirt. Tell me your size. They're going pretty fast, and I got a few more left. And I see a good friend of mine is on Facebook right now, and I'm gonna ask her to go on, send me the information, and then Cash App to $4.95, and then I can make sure I can get her a shirt so she can wear this shirt and help promote our hashtag One Life Matter. And that's what it's all about. The Smith Way Production. It's important during COVID-19. That we focus on One Life Matter. That's what it's all about. It's your life is one of them, and anybody else close to you, family member and friend, whoever it may be, cohorts or whoever, just make sure it matters. Mask up. I started to show off with a mask, and this mask I ordered from one of the individuals who watched the show, and that's Zuma by Mamacita. And that's Dana Bowser out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I have a shirt and a mask. And if you're interested, you can go to Dana Bowser page, and you can order your mask, which is $10, as well as order your shirts, which is $20 plus shipping and handling. So, you know, let's do this. We're promoting each other here. We're promoting business. And that's what this is all about. It's all about giving us an opportunity to get the word out through this vessel, so we're getting the word out for that individual and their content, what they're doing. She's broadcast virtually Wednesday early at 6 o'clock, as well as other times. If you just check out her page, you can check out Zuma. If you need some exercise, you need a free virtual class, you can go through it and have no problem with doing that. All right. Relationship during COVID-19 are struggling to survive. We have I consider a special person. He's an expert. He's a relationship coach and strategist. He was on our show previously last Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken. It's been 2 weeks. It's 2 weeks now, because every 2 weeks, and did an awesome job. Seemed like we ran out of time, so I wanted him to come back. But before I go any further, my invitation to Brother Pratt, as your schedule is free, we invite you to come to the Tuesday night show and be a co-host with myself on every other Tuesday when your schedule is free. Brother Pratt,
I appreciate that.
That's our invitation. So when I send it out, it'll be Smith and Pratt. That's where we're going to be doing this thing. So we look forward to having you as a part of the team, doing some things, and you have some great ideas. I know we're going to communicate about them, but we want this to grow. We want to grow, but besides that, flow. So we want it to be out there, this vessel. Now, we're being broadcast by Blog Talk Radio as well as Facebook. That's facebook.com/DRLorenza. L.D. Alberto Smith. I want to just remember names so much I kind of on my Facebook, I couldn't put all that on there. L. D. Alberto Smith, Dr. L. D. Alberto Smith. Check us out on Facebook, on Instagram, Lorenza D. Smith. Check us out on Twitter. Also, it's Lorenza D. Smith. Check us out on Twitter as well. You know, that'll be at. Check it out. We got several handles that we work with. Got several people joining. I'm trying to wave up Brother Pratt. They join us on Facebook. I see Denise joining us at this point. I saw Tasima earlier, as well as Dr. Butler, joined Erica Butler, and now my fraternity brother, Marcus Cheney. He's an international director of education of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. He's joined us out of that Midwest, more or less Midwest, Southwest, however you want to call it. We thank him so much for joining, as well as all the other individuals joining. All right, let me introduce this individual. I'm not going to go into that long spin. I think what's important about this young man, you know, he's an ordained minister, and his goal is to help make a difference in individuals' lives through what he's doing. He's a renowned speaker. He's a trainer, and I look forward to working with him more so. He's a relationship coach and strategist, none other than Pastor Eddie Pratt. How you doing, Pastor?
I'm doing great, brother. I'm doing great. Thank you again for having me on, and I'm just happy to share some information that I hope will help people and bring some closeness, closer, and healthier relationships. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, my brother. I tell you, it's glad to have you and glad to accept your invitation and offer you the invitation. You accept the invitation to be a part of this team when you're available. I understand it. Now, it's volunteer. I tell everybody it's volunteer. They don't have much money to pay. You don't have no money to pay. But we be paid in the blessings God has sent it down to us. But just to get the voice out and get the word out through the vessels we have here. And see, God is already, we're reaping the rewards that God has for us, because he's allowing us to be here to share this with many individuals all over the world. We're heard in 18 countries. So that means we're being rewarded for what we're doing. And I just tell you, anytime anybody want to be a part of it, if you want to just let me know. And anything you have, we want to share with our watchers, our listeners. Because we have them always. They didn't know they're on video. They're here on Facebook. They're on Twitter, Instagram. They're on Blog Talk Radio listening. And then they're also on the web link using their Google and all different networks to make sure they be a part of this. And it's good to have an opportunity on Thrilling Tuesday. So I'm real excited. Pastor Pratt, we're going to get this thing started up. Our topic is relationship during COVID-19. Struggling to survive.
All right.
I was reading an article today, and it was talking about people being in a relationship when quarantine came about, or about to get into a relationship when quarantine came about. Before we do this, Pastor Pratt, because we're going to talk about quarantine, how it stopped a new relationship. Before we do that, I have a young lady that's have a birthday today that's joining us. We have Latay Pickett. She has a ministry called Inspire to Inspire.
All right.
Celebrating her birthday today. So we're going to say on behalf of Pastor Pratt, myself, and all the teams that make up the Smithway Enterprise, which is our Smithway production company, fall umbrella under that. In essence, we're saying to you, Latay, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Latay Pickett. And awesome. And she met a milestone today, and now she'll share with us. She'll type in and let us know what the milestone is. So, you
all
know,
right.
We're being blessed to be here. So we want to say happy birthday to you. Hopefully you had an awesome day today, and you're still having a truly, truly blessed evening, which will lead into tonight. So that's what we wanted to do. Now let's get into a discussion how quarantine stopped new relationships.
All right.
We got to understand when we're talking about stopping new relationships, that means you may have just met somebody in February and you was just in that stage of associate and in that stage of getting acquainted. Then all of a sudden quarantine came into existence.
Right.
It led us to no longer to make that contact because we had a lot of shelter at home orders. We had some stay at home orders, and everybody went to their own home. And the only one you could cohabitate with is the individual you know, because you're not trying to do that with new individual. Pastor Pratt, you want to share your thoughts in regards to how quarantine stopped the new relationship in its track? It couldn't move no more, and you had to learn to adjust to that for the last 4 or 5, and still learn to adjust to it. We'll say that.
Okay. So here's my take on this, and I believe that even though as difficult as this pandemic is and how it has caused us to have to adjust in life, one thing that I have learned in the process of going through my own process and helping people through either the early stages or difficult stages of a relationship is being grateful for the season that you're in. So therefore, in a new relationship, here's what a benefit to being quarantined does. First of all, it doesn't allow two people to get into sex too quick. And
okay.
the second thing is it presents an opportunity for you to communicate more. And I think that what happens in relationships, we talked about this last time, when emotions are driving the vehicle, it never lets reality into the vehicle. And so when you are communicating on a regular basis, it gives you the opportunity to talk, to discuss things, and you're already presented with a situation that presents barriers. And so with that, when there's communication with barriers in place, I often talk about how there's a cage sometimes, and that cages can, you depending on your perspective, they can lock you in, or they can be used as your protection.
Yes.
And communication in the midst of a barrier actually begins to give you an opportunity to see what this friendship is, can develop into, because you're starting it out in a reality that usually doesn't exist when everything is normal.
Exactly. And just to add to that, relationships should be what came out of quarantine. A lot of times, as Pastor Pratt stated, that people leap from meeting you in a certain place, and within hours, you would leapfrog all the way to the romantic part, the intimate part. What quarantine allowed us to do is when we met that individual, we now had to use that second tier of, being acquainted, that we actually had to get acquainted. We had to find out things about that person. It was done through teleconference, through telephone. Some people use them telegraph, but we don't get that far back. But, you use that mean of communicating through the networks. And those networks allow you to find out. I can ask you a question and find out something about you. Sometime when we meet people, Pastor Pratt, and we do know that, we may meet them and we get so excited. We come overzealous. And we forget about needing to do that step that needed to get to know them and find out things. A lot of times we just like, let's go out, let's go do this. And I'm going to buy you dinner. When I buy you dinner, the next thing I know, bam, we got to make something happen. But when quarantine came in, first of all, if you was not living in the same household with a person, you didn't get the opportunity, if you just met them, to get to know them more and you're able to communicate. One of the most important things when we talk about a healthy relationship is communication. Pastor Pratt stated that. Communication. Now, during quarantine, we have to be able to communicate. And you won't get so emotionally involved. Look, Pastor Pratt got that thing. He said, I love it when he talks about, the car, driving the car. And sometimes our emotions sometimes get caught up, and sometimes we can just kind of keep, lock the door and keep him outside. And he'll repeat that. And I wanted to repeat it because I want you to hear. because we can allow in that short period of time to emotions to get involved. We start having feelings. I won't say having feelings and getting excited about somebody, and that's going to lead to emotion. So the point is you really don't get to know that person. So now you have an opportunity and had the opportunity in March to kind of put the brakes on. And by you put the brakes on, you had a chance to truly, truly try to find out about that person. And you also, one thing I want to add to is you have a chance to find out about yourself. See, we got to understand, we always trying to find out about somebody else. We need to check ourselves. Quarantine allowed us to do that, allowed us to check ourselves, assess ourselves, see where we are, see where we're going, so we'll have the opportunity to be a better person. If we've been in relationships and we hadn't been successful, then 9 times out of 10, when you know we was rushing to get in another relationship, but what we needed to do, what we needed to do is take time and check ourselves. Quarantine, stay at home order, safer at home, shelter at home allowed us to check ourselves out individually, do some of the things, do some self-assessment of ourselves. And that way we can move forward and make choices that are good for yourself and whoever you have an interest in. And plus, quarantine also allows you to step back and some people research people. And it may be just asking more questions than you would have if you had been able to see them every day. To that point, but it allows you to that's communication in other words. So you're able to ask more questions, do research. You know, people say you don't check up on people. Oh yeah, people check up on you. That's why technology is here. They can either type in your name and see what's going on with you, and people don't believe that. And we have to understand it. It ain't right. But you know, I have to know who I'm dealing with. Quarantine a lot of things to happen. Not saying that's good or bad. Whatever you want to do, that's comfortable. I just think I will check up. I like to check up on people. I like to get to know them. I like to call. I like to do things and talk to people to find out, you know, where I'm going. Pastor Pratt, you can share your thoughts on that.
Yes, and so again, what quarantine does is literally it forces communication. It forces it with barriers, and that's what I'm saying. There is the barrier serves as protection for you and the other person. And so in the midst of that, it also, as you said, it gives you a great opportunity to learn who you are and who you can be with this person, if that is even possible. See, the great thing about it is that once you have cut off the possibility of sex, then you're left with dealing with each other internally instead of dealing with each other physically, because once you have connected physically, that creates a soul tie. And then if you find that we don't really get along on the major issues, now you got a problem because you got a soul tie with somebody that you shouldn't have gotten that close with.
Ooh. Hey, Doc, I'm going to call you Doc because you said something I tell everybody all the time. You know, when you're talking about being attached to somebody, if it's not from the internal part, external mean nothing. Now, if you get to the point and get attached to them and internally, because when we're talking about we're looking at a relationship and we understand what love is, and love is from the heart and from the soul, we have to be careful how we allow our souls to attach, because you carry that attachment much longer than you really think you should or you do. So we have to be very careful about that. People have a tendency to do that. And one thing, I'll use example, and people, well, we're adults here on this show. There's no filters on this show, but we're respectful. You know, be careful who you lay down and conceive children with, because it attacks you for the rest of your life with that person.
That's right. That's right.
And that's the same way when we allow our soul, you allow somebody internally to get to your soul and you get attached to them, they're attached to you, could be for the rest of your life. And you can't understand why in the future you cannot be happy with somebody else, because when you allow your soul to attach to somebody, you can't just, I ain't going to do it no more. And it's an internal thing, and it takes time. And sometimes you can remove it, and sometimes you can't.
That's right.
And that's one thing we have to keep in mind. So during quarantine, we had a chance to simply allow ourselves to be able to communicate. That's really important.
Right.
That's the most important thing. You know, in any healthy relationship, we can say a lot of other things, but if we're not able to communicate, this relationship will not last very long. So quarantine put us in a position, and if you're not a articulate person enough to articulate what you feel and how you are, you're not going to last long, because it's going to require you to be able to discuss things. It's going to require you to analyze things. It's going to require you to sit back and listen. And a lot of people didn't practice listening until quarantine came about. A lot of people are listening in your homes now. You have husband and wife now got to listen to each other. Children, parents got to listen to children through communication now, because they're going to have 100 questions. Really, truly, truly, we're going to talk about it a little later when we talk about whether or not being actually finding out who that person really is by being around them during quarantine.
That's
you
right.
You have to ask yourself, really, really, is this the person I truly married? Because everything was a rat race before. We was going. And then we had to slow down, a sit down. We could say sit down during the quarantine, and now actually, I got to sit in here and talk to my significant other, my spouse, and see that we're totally different people. But
yeah,
we didn't see it before, because we was moving, we was running, we was going. But that's one of the things that we can say quarantine it has done for us. Now, the calling number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure we have you on the chat line talking with us, sharing your expertise by calling out the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Also, I want to make sure everybody understands, you know, you're on Facebook. You can type in your comments, and we'll do our best to reach your comments for all those people on Facebook, because your thoughts on this is very important, because you want to be heard, and you can't be heard through Facebook, but you definitely can type it, and I can make sure you're heard. All right, Pastor Pratt, let's kind of move forward to the one dating in marriage.
Okay.
And we just kind of hit on that a little bit. We want to discuss why dating and marriages are struggling to survive during COVID-19.
Okay.
We're talking about relationship. That's what we want to focus on now.
All right. That's a great question. And let me tell you what I have found in this with couples that I've been dealing with in this. So dealing with dating and marriages that are struggling to survive in the pandemic is a couple of different things, and I'm going to try to run through this where I don't take so much time to bring about comprehension with it. With COVID has brought a type of scenario or brought about something that pulls out four things, and I talked about this before. I usually do a lot of teaching on Charles Stanley's grandfather has an acronym called HALT, which is don't get too hungry, don't get too angry or anxious, don't get too lonely, don't get too tired. Now, when you get in the when you are in a marriage and you are taken out of your daily routine, that means now we have to adjust to being around each other, working around each other, or not being employed, or whatever the scenario is. See, a lot of times I don't think that we really understand the vows that we're taking when we get married, because there is this little part that says for better or for worse.
Yes.
And so one of the reasons why I believe that there is what is causing so much problem in marriage is during COVID. And this is going to sound a little backwards, but this I can tell you is an effective tool for having a healthy marriage in a time like this. There has to be a strategy for conflict, period. And the best time to develop a strategy for conflict is when you're not in it. Because
yes.
See, here's what happens. We get mad with each other, and then the emotions,
yes,
and they kick in, and then we're just going back and forth. And all it is a tennis match at that point. Nobody's listening, and people are upset,
mm-hmm,
and I need to get my point across. No, I need to get my point across. Well, you're not listening to me. Well, you're not listening to me. And if the money gets funny, and here's another thing. What happens when there's no strategy? And you can't see, you can create a strategy for conflict when you're not in the midst of it. So in other words, I know one of the things that caught my wife off guard when we were just having the best time. We had been getting along and we were dating, and I said to her, I said, I'll be glad when we have a real argument. And she said, why in the world would you say something like that? And I said, because it is going to really define who you and I are. Anybody can hang in there when everything is fine.
Yes.
It's the conflict that defines what you're really, really made of. Because conflict, a lot of times, people look at as it being a way of dividing two people, whereas actually conflict is designed to build character. How can we work through this? I'm sitting over here, and you're sitting over there. Now, if you can visualize this, I want you to visualize this, and I want the listeners to visualize this. I learned this from, I can't think of Angie's last name right now, but she gave me this strategy, what I thought has been really powerful. So usually when conflict exists, if you position yourself and look at yourself at a table, you're on one side of the table, your spouse is on the other side of the table, and the conflict is in the middle of the table dividing you.
Mm-hmm.
The way you should approach a strategy for approaching conflict is one of you or both of you should move to the same side of the table so that it's the two of you against the conflict.
Okay. I like
so
that.
So if you come together and say, okay, we've got this problem that is looking at us, instead of the conflict dividing the two of us. Okay, we got difference. We got a difference of opinion here. And if we start with a strategy that, hey, we may try it your way this time when we hit this heavy conflict, or if it's a conflict that you can't see eye to eye on, you've got to get to a place in your relationship where you will agree to disagree. And there's a and there are oftentimes when one person can know or feel that they are, because both people are arguing their points, and both of you feel like you're right. But the reality of it is that if sometimes the other person's not going to see it your way, but if you present it in a respectful way and leave it alone and pray about it afterwards and stop just going back and forth to the point where it gets disrespectful. It's a great idea to take the conflict that you're having and open the Bible up and find out, what does God say about this conflict? What does God say about this topic? What does the Bible say about this particular thing? Now we can have opinions all day, but the Bible is you can't argue with Jesus Christ. I mean, it is what it is. It's the final thing. It's the only say.
Yes, sir.
So when you take the Bible, find the conflict in the Bible, and how did Jesus handle this particular conflict? Because trust me, every single conflict that exists, it's in the Bible.
Exactly.
And so in the process of using the Bible as the way to bring about harmony again, bring together. And then another strategy is, At the end of the day, divorce is not an option. See, there's something about saying that, and that being the foundation of your marriage. If divorce is not an option, you argue differently when divorce is not an option. You don't approach the argument or the conflict with, well, you know what, if you don't see it my way, I'm gone. When you have that kind of mentality, you're not even ready for marriage.
Yes, sir.
Because it's designed to build your character, and it is designed to build your bond, and it is designed to bring you back to the vows that you took. That's why I use that analogy. I mean, that George Zaluki, his definition of commitment is continuing to do the thing that you said you would do long after the mood you said it in is gone. You have
exactly.
You have to commit, and that commitment says we're going to argue. We disagree. And there's got to be a time limit on how long you're going to stay mad about this thing, too. It's another strategy. Because I'm going to be mad and I'm not going to talk until they come around to the way I see it. Or you're going to have to apologize to me first. I'm telling you, those are recipes when you are in quarantine for disaster. Your home becomes a place of division instead of a place of solitude.
My. I tell you, Pastor, you shared some strong points. And we're going to just kind of just touch on a couple and move to some other things tonight, because, like I said, we want to be through and we both can get out of here before 8 o'clock.
All right.
You said some things that we always talk about in relationships when we're with each other. One thing is sometimes you're just with the wrong person. I'm saying that. Sometimes you're just, but you have to be able to recognize that you're with the wrong person. That's one of the biggest challenges that we have in life. We're not able to recognize. Just using that quarantine put you in a place with each other where you're not normally in that place with each other all the time. Let's just keep it real. You could be married 20, 30 years, but you're always, sometimes you're just going, and you're never able to just sit down. But quarantine stopped the world to a sense. Everybody don't like to hear it, where we all have to be in a place, especially with our significant other. Pastor, you said something so important about we're sitting at the table. I'm sitting at one end, and my significant other spouse sitting at the other end. And in the middle, we have a conflict. The only way we can address that conflict is we got to move to the middle so we can address that conflict by listening, by healthy debate. Because you said something that was agree to disagree. That's healthy debate. People have to realize that it ain't a war. This is a person you made a commitment to that to be with the rest of your life. And it's not a fight that you need to be going into. What you need to do is to be able to come to the center of the table and discuss this where you're, first of all, listening, not always talking.
Right.
Second, you're not keeping score. You cannot keep score, people. If you're keeping score, you're in trouble. Then you have to realize, after you have a discussion, a healthy debate, discussion, people call an argument. Sometimes we have problems because people allow the argument to get the best of them because they may punch below the belt. But we have to also accept, we have to agree to disagree. That's one thing in a relationship. We have to remember, if you're not doing that in your relationship, yes, it is a doom. It is an end to this situation because you're not even communicating. You're on different pages. You have to agree to disagree. There's no reason to get mad. There's no reason to say, I'm going to get you back. You know, I'm not going to say it now, but nothing. But later on in this evening, I'm going to get you back. Or tomorrow, I'm going to get you, and I'm going to use a weapon of, you know, what you might enjoy doing. And, you know, in a marriage, you know, intimacy is a part of it. No longer, I don't want to touch you. You're going to lay in the bed. I'm going to lay on one side. You're going to lay on another side. This is where we have to understand. Quarantine gave us the opportunity to work on things like that. And I said something we're going to discuss is that if you're not able to agree to disagree, and if you can't build your marriage, he said built for marriage. Some people not built for marriage. But if you can't build your marriage, then if you cannot listen, it's a good chance that you will not be with that person after quarantine is over with.
That's right.
And it's something we have to realize. Pastor Pratt just gave you what you need to do. First of all, you got to get it from one end of the table and the other end of the table and come together and discuss whatever is going on. But also keep it where you can agree to disagree. Be
That's
adult.
Right.
Somebody has to be the adult in the room. If you're going to be like the children, then you can go and get mad, punch below the belt, and do it all. But to be successful, for a marriage to be successful, even a relationship to be successful, we have to agree to disagree.
Yes.
And don't have a problem doing it. If you have a problem doing that, if you say, I'm going to get it my way all the time, and there are some people who truly, truly married for the circumstances have nothing to do with they're going to have somebody because they can't find nobody else, or it might be a financial situation. It makes you better financially, but you're not really built for marriage. And Pastor Pratt, can you just take a minute and explain that, because I keep saying it because it's fascinating to me. Built for marriage is
That's
something
right.
people don't understand. And could you share
yes.
some thoughts on that? Because I wanted
yes,
to be
sir.
Heard by everybody here. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. So here's what, and this actually leads right into the next question that you had presented to about the intentional dating.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this rolls right into being built for marriage. So what I take couples through is a couples assessment. If they are looking, even if they're, see, first of all, what's really important when it comes to, and what I mean by intentional dating, that is, where are we going? What are we doing? And I think that
mm-hmm.
what happens is we don't address that early. To find out even if we're headed in the same direction. See, too often, if you're not sure or if you're not on the same page about where you're going, let's just say two people have decided we want to get married, okay? Then there is a personal assessment that I take couples through where I take the man and take him through a personal assessment to get to know who he is, what his deal breakers are, what his challenges are, what his strengths are. At the same time, I take the woman through the very same thing, and then I have them do a couples assessment, which shows how they respond to different life situations. And that gives me, and it shows graphs, and it gives me a very visual picture of what the challenges would be based on how they approach life, how they approach conflict, how they approach success, how they approach lack of success, how have they healed from a previous relationship? Have they done the work yeah. to heal from, or have, or are they making the new person, and is the expectation of the new person or the person they're getting ready to marry going to take all of the problems away that are not resolved? And so intentional dating will give an example of, first of all, where are we going? Who are you? What are your principles? And what is your purpose? Them four things will be found, should be understood before we start talking about I do.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Because when you know who you are, you know what your principles are, you know what your purpose is, and you know where you're going, and both of you all have those things in check in a definite, you can definitely answer those questions. There should not be any getting together with somebody that imposes on them three or four things. In other words, those four things define personal peace. You're at peace with yourself. Like I said last week, you cannot have a healthy relationship with someone else if you're having a toxic relationship with yourself. You've got to know who you are, what your principles are, what your purpose is, and are we going in the same direction? When you learn those things when you're dating, that's what I mean by every relationship starts in a two-seater. I don't care if both of you all have kids. still, the foundation of that relationship and the success or failure of that relationship is going to land on those two people, those two adults. And the children are the collateral damage when y'all break up, if you break up. And
yeah.
so
yeah.
we have to, I use an example, like when two people are fighting and they're at each other and they've got children, especially if they're dating. Every time they pull, and if both people are standing on both sides of the room with a bow and arrow, every time they pull that arrow back and let it go, that arrow goes through the kids before it gets to the other person.
Hmm.
It affects the kids.
Yes,
and so
yeah.
with intentional dating, it will show if you're even built for marriage.
That's exactly.
It'll Ooh. Show it.
Hmm.
The great thing about COVID right now, it will show you. Remember what I said at the top of the hour? This is a barrier. Most relationships start off in an emotional high. There are no barriers because we're operating in the two-seater riding down the road with emotions driving the car. But you get involved
yes,
with somebody now, reality needs to be sitting behind the wheel of the car, and that is, and see, reality will let emotions in the car. But the reality of the two-seater is if reality has to be the one behind the wheel. And that brings about, that is the thing that brings about, are we really built for marriage?
Yes, sir.
Woo!
Pastor Pratt has definitely shared with us some strong things. Built for marriage. Everybody's not built for marriage. And
everybody's not built for it.
And we look at the numbers of the divorce rate. People have to realize that you may have not been built for marriage, but definitely not built for that relationship. And
That's
sometimes
right.
we have to understand that. We are truly having some problems with that, and that's why we have collateral damage. And I want to just touch on that. Sometimes people take children and use them as pawns.
Yeah,
but you got to
absolutely.
Understand in a relationship, if you are using a child as a pawn, that child will become collateral damage whether
That's
you
right.
break up or stay together.
That's right.
You know, your home become dysfunctional. When your relationship become dysfunctional, your home become dysfunctional.
That's right.
And a lot of times we get caught up not being on the same page, and we end up with hurting our children. And we don't realize our children are watching us developing things that are going to allow them to be successful in a relationship in the future. If you have them getting the blunt of you screaming and hollering and using profanity, never can agree, and disrespecting each other, the children don't feel the brunt of that. They don't understand,
right.
well, maybe I'm the reason why mama don't love daddy. I'm the reason why daddy don't love mama. You know,
mm-hmm.
these are the kind of things you got to remember in a relationship. Intentional dating is so important. If you're not intentionally dating or got an intent, just say an intent in this dating process, you're going to have a problem. You might not be the one built for marriage.
That's
and
right.
as a lot of people are not married, and they realize, see, when we can realize through reality, and we allow reality, you know, to control everything, drive the car, if you want to say it, as Pastor Pratt was talking about. We can't allow our emotions to step in there. If we do, once we let them step in, you're going to find out you're not comfortable with nobody else but yourself. Pastor Pratt said something earlier about, you got to remember that if you got if your relationship with yourself is bad, how do you think it's going to be with somebody else?
That's right.
How do you think it's going to be with somebody else? If you're not happy with yourself, how are you going to be happy with anybody else? Healthy relationship, first of all, talks about self-love. Loving yourself.
That's right. That's right.
You're not happy with yourself. You look in the mirror and you're like, oh, I need to get this done. I need to get this done. I need to get this done. You know, people, I got to get this face. I got to get this. I got to have this. That means you're not happy with what you see. And when you're not happy with this outer appearance, it does trickle inside to your internal part, your inner self as well. So we have to make sure. Now, the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and we'll make sure we get you on the line. Now, Pastor Pratt, we got about 9 minutes, and we want to make sure we kind of touch on something as you was explaining to each of the individuals regarding, you know, reality and emotion, and eventually you want to open the door for that to come in. Let's look at you being going through quarantine,
mm-hmm.
and that significant other, a spouse, you finally realize is not for you. What should you do about your relationship? You just realized we're going through it. That person ain't for me, but I'm married to her. What should I do? And I know you shared about work and what you need to do, but you need to go through the intentional dating. If you saw that during that time, you can address that right quick, and we'll kind of move forward.
Okay, so at that point, I believe that you come to that point after. I don't think that that should be. I don't think that now. Let me back up. It depends on the severity of the offense. So,
yes, sir.
If the offense, and we have to remember, if we are talking about divorce, we have to put it in the context of what the Bible says. That God, the part that He allows or agrees. I don't want to use the word agree, but allows divorce. Okay. Now, if it is because a lot of problems can be worked out in therapy, and one of the things that is very, very challenging in the African American and Latino culture. Is that we don't want to talk to nobody. We want to.
Yes, sir.
In fact, see, a lot of these problems. This is why I go back to the vows of for better or for worse. Now, if somebody's kicking your butt, you need to get out of there. All right.
Yes, sir.
You need to get out. I don't. Anybody that is in an abusive situation, you need to get out. You need to get out. Second thing, if there is infidelity, if there is adultery, you need then God says in the Bible that is something that is allowable. Divorce is allowable. Those two things. Now, here's the other part of it. When you go through a therapeutic process of dealing with the conflict, because sometimes the conflict or the offense is so heavy you can't handle it by yourself, the two of you. Which
yes,
means
sir.
Before you make a decision that I'm going to think about what the word says. It says, okay, first you bring the problem to the person. If the person won't listen, you know, you bring somebody else into it. You bring that person to somebody in authority in the church to help you go through the conflict, because maybe somebody else with wisdom can bring about understanding. And communication can happen and understanding can happen so that the person that you thought that wasn't for you may actually be something that's workable. See, we give up in marriage way too easy, you know.
Yes, sir.
Way too easy. Okay, you know, I make more money than you and you don't pay this and you don't pay that, so I'm done. I want to go. Or, you know, it's a host of things that we give up. So easy, and don't really understand the vows of for better or for worse. We just, you know, and so in the process of that, if you bring somebody in the middle of it, here's what the benefit of that is. You can come out of counseling and still arrive at this is not the person for me, or we can't resolve these issues. Now, that person, that skillful person that's in the middle of you will also help you dissolve that relationship in a healthy way.
Yes, that's it.
In other words, especially if there are kids involved, okay, we need to co-parent in a way that's healthy for the children because, see, the breakup is like a death to them. The breakup is like a death to the adults. Now, one of them might be looking, oh, I'm looking for freedom. I can't wait to get out of this. But if you got kids involved, they're not feeling the same way that you do unless it's an abusive situation that's going on. But there has to be somebody in the middle to try. You have to do, I believe that before you break up, we have got to get away from this thing about thinking it's a sign of weakness or, you know, we just need to go hear a sermon or something like this. And we have too many marriages that are failing because we will not go sit down and talk to somebody that is a professional that may be able to resolve that conflict. And we keep on going on down the road.
Exactly. And you know, we can end on, we're going to end on that note tonight because that is awesome what he just shared. Well, we can dissolve things, work out a lot better in a manner that we all can walk away and feel good about it. We're going to be hurting because you've been with that person. What I'm saying that you don't have to walk away angry. You don't have to walk away with something vindictive. That's the point we want to get across, and that's what a relationship. During this time, during COVID-19, are you experiencing any of those things? All I ask you to do is take time, assess yourself, sit down, communicate with your significant other or your spouse, and kind of come to some kind of solution that can help your marriage continue to grow, help your relationship to reach a point because you was intending on dating that person. I'm going to say that because you like and you saw some compatibility, you saw a connection. So you need to do that. Quarantine has allowed us an opportunity. We know, in essence, it's a pandemic. We not sit up and say that's what we want to see happen. But we have to remember this can continue on, meaning this pandemic, far, far into 2021. So you're still going to be, some sense, stay at home. You're going to have to spend a little bit more time at home because you may not have a choice. And we have to make sure we work on our, coping skills. That's number one, being able to cope with everything. We have to work on how we deal with our emotions and how we deal with reality.
Yes.
You move that. Yes, go ahead on. Go ahead on that. Go ahead
I just want to say one last thing. Here's the thing that I think is really important and why I have to go back to this thing about the whole counseling and the strategy. We have to sit down with each other and develop and be honest about what our weaknesses are, what our strengths are, and pull that together in the midst of something that we don't have control over, which is this pandemic. So it requires some creativity. It requires some work to stay together. If you got to be built for marriage, you gotta know that it takes work to stay together. It can't just be how you feel to stay together because love is an action word. So for instance, with what I do, people can't come see me at the office and sit down because of but I counsel couples all over this country. I do it on Zoom. Mm-hmm. I do it on the phone, just like we're doing right now. When they pay me, they do it through Cash App or whatever, and we keep on rolling. Just because this is the thing. If we allow God to, if He allowed this to happen, what is the lesson that we're supposed to learn, and how are we supposed to tap into Him to continue to do what we need to do? And that is the whole thing. I have people that I continue to counsel right here from where I am. I have a home office. I do it right here. That's what I have to do because the pandemic is here and relationships are still here and people still need help. Now, they can't come to the office. And anyway, I've been doing it this way for several years anyway because I can't be in California to counsel a couple in California. I do fly out there, and I may spend 2 weeks out there or a week out there. When I'm out there, I get to see the people that I'm coaching in person. I can't do that in D.C. I can't do it in Philly. I can't fly everywhere that I talk to people. But, you know, the thing is I've been – and so when this pandemic happened, I had to say to the couples, wait a minute, we don't have to stop. Because we've been doing this long distance ever since we got started, you know.
Yep. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that's what it's all about. Now, we're going to make sure, and I'll ask Pastor Pratt to offer, just give some contact information for him. He'll be with us when he's available. I invite him to every other Tuesday. And every Tuesday he can be here, he'll be here. But you can share some information and some contact information. And I'll also make sure, again, we'll post it on the Facebook page and continue to get information available. You have this opportunity.
Absolutely. So my email address is Pratt, P as in Paul, R-A-T-T dot Eddie, E-D-D-I-E, the number 9, at gmail.com. Pratt.Eddie@gmail.com. And my phone number for sessions is 214-609-5807.
Awesome. I mean, I tell you that, get that information. We'll have it posted on the Facebook, and you can get a chance to, you know, all of my social media pages. Because I don't have one, I have 10, 11, because I think that's the way to promote this vessel. God gave us the opportunity to. Pastor Pratt, again, thank you so much, and I know you have to get out of here. But thank you for joining us tonight. You shared some awesome information. And we had quite a few people listening to it. Denise, for sure, out in Berkeley. We thank Denise for always making sure she's there. She's grinding and supporting. And I do appreciate it. But I know you have to leave because we're right at 8:01 now. But we will be back on in 2 weeks. And with my co-host, he's now my co-host now. He's not an expert.
Amen.
He's
always Amen.
A co-host now, joining with the Dr. Lowe Show in 2 weeks at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. Thank you again, Pastor Pratt. It's good having
Amen.
You, and we do look forward to
Thank you so much. I just want to say I love you guys. Thank you so much. And just to keep in mind, if things are going bad, if you feel like you can find somebody else and you're in a marriage, how in the world are you going to go somewhere with somebody else when you're at a stoplight in park or sitting on 4 flat tires? You can't go nowhere.
That's awesome. You can't roll. That's my favorite thing. I'm rolling like 4 flat tires. So you already stuck on 4 flat tires. And Pastor
stuck
Pratt said, you can't
tires,
go anywhere.
You're stuck in park and you had a traffic light that won't that
there
never turn green. You cannot solve your problems with somebody else. Going to somebody else. It amazes me how many couples will go have an affair with somebody instead of sitting down with somebody professional that can help them work through the conflict. That other person doesn't have your family. That other person doesn't have your family in mind. They've only got what they want, and that's to take you from your family, take you from your vow.
Exactly.
God bless you all.
Yes,
I love
sir.
You, and I look forward to seeing and talking to you next time.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you, Pastor Pratt. He had to get out of here. Thank you so much. It's been awesome having him on here. We love him, too. Be good, my brother, and be safe as well, and we'll talk back with you in 2 weeks, and we'll just make it do what it do. Now, we have a couple things we want to do before we close out. I want to give a shout-out to those individuals that are checking us out on Facebook. We have Tasima Jackson. Thank you so much. We have Erica Butler. Dr. Butler, thank you so much. She's always sending some positive things that we can use as research information here on the show. Denise Stephanie out of Berkeley, California, Behind the Mass Ministry. My frat brother Marcus Cheney out of the Southwest part there. He's a director of education, international director of education of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, also a past regional director of Phi Beta Sigma in the southern region. And he's our 35th. And we thank you so much for joining us, Marcus, so much. We also have Latay Pickett. She's the birthday girl. Happy birthday. We had said to her earlier, we want you to have many more. We pray that you do. God bless you for many, many more. And she's the author and the founder of Inspire to Inspire Ministry. Check her out on Facebook, Latay Pickett, and you can find out more information about Inspire to Inspire. She has a group. You can be a part of that group. Always some outstanding things that comes out in morning time. Nicole Davidson, one of my former students from McKinsey School. She's in the military serving our country, and I'll say thank you for your service, Nicole. Keep on grinding. Tell everybody back at the house, all of Davidson, Coach Smith, just wanted to holler at him. He's going to be down there very soon. And next time I'll communicate with you, because I understand you're over in Georgia. We'll get a holler, at you. I go to Georgia a lot. We also have Queen Ministry Lewis. She's our host of the Minister Shannon Show that comes on once a month. We're going to get it back up, brother. Brother Elder McKnight joining as a co-host, and Minister Shannon will be getting our show back up, and she's joining us, the Queen Ministress Lewis, Shannon Lewis. Thank you so much. Latoya Bell. Thank you, Latoya. And today is a day I wanted to share in regards to today. Latoya, I thank you for joining us. Latoya was friends with a person that was a watcher as well as a listener of our show, but also someone I met and that was inspiring and allowed me to kind of see some things. God allowed me to do that moment with that person. Thank you, Latoya. Lisa Levine, our co-host on the Monday night show, which she was with us last night. We worked on the technology. We're still working on it. We had a great conversation before the show. So we appreciate you joining us, Lisa. All those individuals, Donald, thank you so much. Van Horn, we have Andrew. Thank you, Andrew Schultz, for joining us as well. Also, Carol Davis. She's joining us as well. Thank you, Carol. She was real instrumental in getting her family that has a foundation to be on our show. We'd like to have them come back again. Hopefully we can be impactful. And I know there's some events. I know it's been challenging with quarantine and COVID-19, but they have that invitation. Dr. Butler, again, is joining us as well on the second device. She has she was sharing why she had to jump over, and she jumped over on this one. Then we have Ronisha Anderson. Thank you, Renisha, so much for joining us. It's been awesome tonight, man. I tell you, God is so good. Now, I want to take this opportunity because when you experience things in your life traumatic, God has a way of kind of putting you on the track you need to be. I met a young lady about on August 9th last year and invited her to a retirement set and communicating, and God, while she was there with me, called her home. Transition. She transitioned right in front of me. It was traumatic, but I knew God had put me there for a reason. Joy Brown, we know you're in heaven looking down on us, and it's been 1 year. Truly, truly, your daughter, Shani, as well as your son, Montana, and all of your family members. You know, I know they miss you. Truly, truly, she's been a blessing, and she's hovering over her because God has made her an angel just to watch over what's going on in my life as well as with the Smith Way production. Again, just wanted to say that because she transpired a year ago today. And she was one of our Lord and listeners. But it's a song that we're going to close this show out that I think really, really touches where she was. And she, her name is Joy, and the name of the song is Joy. And I want you to check it out as we close the show. We will be coming back at you tomorrow because we got a lot of sports coming on. Now, we'll kind of see what's going to happen in regards to the sports. We want to see what the various Power Five conferences do. We're going to come hard. If they're not coming, we may just push it back to next week and see. But I'll see how the team want to do it tomorrow. So be prepared at 8 o'clock tomorrow, Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, Talking Sports Plus, hosted by myself, Dr. Lawrence D. Smith, and my co-host, that's Lauren D. Smith, the Lady of the Hour, Coach Tremaine Edwards, Coach Cameron Gilmer, Coach Tony Stallworth, and our radio personnel, Darrell E. Train Elliott. We'll be coming there talking about historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You know, we're hashtagging all over the world, but hashtagging especially with the Smith Way production and enterprise. Hashtag One Life Matter. That shirt is available. You can get a shirt. The cost is only $4.95. Cash out. It's a $, Lorenzo D. Smith, and you can get the shirt. Just email me your size, or even you cash out. It has a note part. You say, I need a size large. I need an extra large, a 2X or 3X. Get this shirt because on the front side, hashtag One Life Matter, and then on the back side, you have Talking Real to You and have the cast and the individuals that make up, including myself, the host. We want you to get a shirt. Just email me or just do it on Cash App with your $4.95. You put $5, they're gonna take 5 cents from it anyway. That's just Cash App to do. It's a fee for it. But get your shirt. Let me know the size because you're help promoting what we're trying to do. One Life Matter. I've been saying it there from day one in regards to dealing with schools being reopening, dealing with playing sports. One Life Matter. That's the hashtag. For our Smith Wade production, and we want you. The second hashtag that we're going to have a shirt saying for our Talking Sports Plus, hashtag responsible. Being responsible. It's just going to say responsible. And I'll have the cast of Talking Sports Plus. We have a mask contest, and I had mine on the mask, and we're asking you to design a mask. And send in what your design is to Lorenzo B. Smith, 15@gmail.com. And we are giving away with the best design, talking real to you. It's going to be the cash there. We have a $50 gift certificate to Amazon. Also, you get a free shirt, hashtag One Life Matter. We want you to do that. We look forward to you. Make sure the shirts are going pretty fast, and I need all you individual that's here to get your shirt, and I'll ship it to wherever it needs to go. That's what the purpose of the $4.95 is, to ship it. We're not asking for you to pay for the shirt, just to pay for it to get it to you. And we look forward for each and every one of you all on Facebook to let me know that you want one of those shirts. I need for you to do that as soon as we get off. Let me know the size, and let me know where you want me to send that shirt, and we ask you to send it $4.95. You say you don't have the $4.95, still let me know. I'll get you a shirt because that's what it's all about. Also, a mask contest, design the best mask, you know, and we'll be talking about Talking Real to You. That's what we'll be called the front of it. And come up with it. It can be whatever, kind of cloth, whatever you want to, and send it to us, and you will receive that $50. The best design will receive that $50 gift certificate to Amazon and also a shirt. It's been awesome tonight. Pastor Pratt did an awesome job tonight. Hopefully you gained something from it. That's what it's all about. This is the Dr. Lowe Show, the real relationship talk show with no filters. We gave it to you. We came hard, and I like several things, and I want you to consider, are you built for marriage? Everybody's not built for marriage, even though you've been married. You might be still married. Are you? Ask yourself, are you built for marriage? Just might not be built for marriage. Ask yourself that. Assess yourself to see how you can do the best job in that marriage, in that relationship, to have a lifelong partner or contending that marriage being a lifelong. You can be married and not see him as a lifelong partner or her. This is what we want you to do, and that's what we want to leave you. Just when your emotion is driving the car, you know, reality is going to go try to get in. Emotion a lot of time will keep reality out. You can't move forward going somewhere. Just remember, going somewhere, if you're sitting on four flat tires, in park at the red light. Just remember that. So you got to get air in them tires. That means you got to uplift that relationship and do the things you need to do to be successful. So you can go through that red, go through that green light when once it changes from red to green and move on with life. Because a lot more is out for you, because then you'll get a chance to have a principle and a purpose, and then you'll know where you're going. Those three things you have. Have an awesome night. Hashtag keep on grinding. Hashtag communicate for understand. That's the part when you got to listen in this relationship. Then last but not least, as we play this song, Joy, dedicated to Joy Brown, who's 1 year today left in transition.
at 59 years old, and she was a listener and a friend. God knows what's best. We're going to play this song.
All the true worshipers, you don't need no help. Just open your mouth and release that sound that's inside of you. Come on. Release your sound in here. I got true love instead of pain. That freedom, though you captured me, I've got joy instead of mourning.
There's beauty in my brokenness.
I've got true love instead of pain. That's freedom.
Check us out tomorrow for Talking Sports Plus at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It is all about joy, and that's what it's all about. You bring peace to me. You bring love to me. Have an awesome rest of the night.